story is DWG Random Thoughts. What do you think I should do for this year, Christmas and Thanksgiving? Last year, well, the year before last, Turtle told me I should eat dinner on camera, which I did, and the people seemed to enjoy that. Then the previous year I did that thing with Sherelle Renee, that Thanksgiving special and the Christmas special. But, and then I did that Christmas giveaway. So just give me a call and let me know what you think I should do this year. Today I'm going to talk about surrogate mothers and sperm donors. That's interesting. My thought is that people do it for money. The money, right? It's got to be. These sperm donors, what else do they get out of it? I think they get money. So, you know, I could see, on the guy's perspective, I could see him doing that, although I don't think I would want to do it. Because I don't want to spread my seed around like that. We won't mention her name, but she took that away from me. I thought I was a dad, but still got time, still young, still got some swimmers in the tank. But surrogate mothers, I mean, that's gotta be rough on them. I mean, yeah, they get paid for it, but, you know, 9 months they're carrying this. Well, I don't know if it goes, do they carry to all the way to 9 months? I'm guessing, yeah, but they got this life living inside of them. They must grow attached to them. I'm guessing some of these surrogate mothers, they go back on their word and they want to keep the baby. I'd like to hear from a surrogate mother who went back on her word, who said, you know, I want to keep the baby for myself. I'm attached to it or whatever. And isn't that like a breach of contract? I don't know. I mean, why not adopt? I've thought about adopting a few times, but wouldn't be fair to the kid. I don't have the time to spend with the kid. I barely have time for myself, so wouldn't be fair. Unless you guys, all 1 million of you, download iTunes songs. Help me out. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Why don't you just adopt? Instead of going through all the trouble with surrogate mothers and stuff. It's gotta be more costly, I'm guessing, for a surrogate mother, because she actually carries your babies, what I'm guessing. And how does that process work? Does she actually have sex with you, or does she put the sperm in a tube, or how does that work? In a turkey basting, stick it inside of her? How does that work? Who knows? I don't think I could be a sperm donor. I don't think I would want to do it. And there'll be so many. I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it. I don't think that you're allowed to have contact or know who the donor, who takes your sperm donor, the sperm or whatever. I don't think you're allowed to know. So, I don't think I'd do it. I get ladies saying all the time, I'll have your baby raised, sure, easier said than done. Come on, I'll fly you down there. Oh boy. Alright. But no, tell me. Has any of you guys ever been a sperm donor? How does that process work? I'm curious. You just go in there and they give you some porno to watch or whatever, you whack it off into a dish or something, you give it back to them, or and then they pay you? How does that work? And then that's the end of it, or how does it work? I've never thought about doing that. But, you know, I'm sure some guys make a living off that. Although sooner or later you're gonna run out of it and you're gonna become sterile or whatever you call it. But I don't know much about the subject, so I can't really speak too much on it. I just know that. I don't know if it's even morally right. It's like you're you're selling human life. I don't even, people shouldn't be for sale, basically. So I'm looking at it, you shouldn't be able to sell a human life. It's better than aborting them, like Obama people and liberals who want to abort people. But I'm not gonna go there. So let me know how you think. Let me know what you feel. I know what I feel. Till next time. Bye.